You're still the only business I know that feels insecure about Zoom.
Take it up with corporate. I've done it 1,000 times, and I ruffle their feathers every which way from Sunday anyway, so Zoom is the last battle that I want to actually have with them.
But if you want me to like fall on my sword, I won't even mention your name.
I keep telling them, my using Skype instead of Zoom, it's like having MySpace in a TikTok world.
Yeah.
But let's call Bob. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Bob Vollinger of Vollinger Farm in Florence, doing everything from beef to mums to pumpkins. How long have you been farming in Florence, Bob?
I'm the third generation, and we started the beef cow operation probably about 7 years ago. The mums we've been doing for probably almost 20 years now, and the pumpkins and gourds and squash we started probably 7-8 years ago when we did this, actually started the beef cows.
What was the first generation of your family farm doing?
We used to be a dairy farm, and it just, the price of the milk just went downhill, and we just couldn't manage it. And, you know, the farm kind of laid vacant for a while. It just sat here, and then quite a while back, I decided to really get it producing and retire from my full-time job and just run the farm as my job.
And Phil and I have mentioned many times before on this segment that the government can somehow figure out how to regulate the price of milk across the country and stick it to the small dairy farmers, but can't figure out how to regulate the price of EpiPens, let's say.
Yeah, you got it.
Bob, when are you going to be pulling pumpkins out of the fields?
Friday afternoon, I will be putting the pumpkins on the stand when I get out of work. Friday evening, anybody could swing by for, you know, we'll have sugar pumpkins and some carving pumpkins out. We already currently have butternut squash on the stand, some fall festive acorn squash. We have gourds already available on the stand, corn stalks for decoration. We have straw bales available and 4x4 round bales. If you call ahead, we could get you one. We have the square bales of smaller size for decoration for straw. And we also have feed hay on the stand for if you have rabbits or goats or anything, that is a self-serve stand at all times.
Feed your decoration to your goat after the fact?
Yeah. So the bigger 4x4 bales for straw, you could use for bedding for the animals, or if you were reseeding your lawn or doing, if you had something that was dug up and you were afraid of erosion, you could use it for erosion control. Or we also have other hay bales that you could use for decoration and then feed to your animals also afterwards.
As a non-farmer, what's the difference between straw and hay? I always think of them as the same thing.
No, straw is more a stemmier product that dries out. And normally you would take the seeds off from the oats or the rye that it, you know, and save the seeds, and then it's just kind of left with the stem. It's a rougher material, so the animals don't like to eat it. The hay is a more finer grass and a better quality.
Hay is for horses, better for cows. People don't eat it because they don't know how. That's the only thing I know about hay. Also, that everybody in Franklin County ends all their sentences with hey.
Yep.
Speaking with Bob Vollinger of Vollinger Farm in Florence, the other cool thing that you could get from you, Bob, is if you wanted to start making your own beer at home, you've got some hops. What kind of hops do you have there?
They are Cascade hops, and they are still currently in the field hanging on the vines. We were looking if anybody was interested in swing by the stand and check in, and we could bring them down to the field, and we could cut a vine themselves. It's, you know, 15 to 20 feet tall that would have hops on it.
To me, this is the closest thing to pick your own hops.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
And, like, you could be the first one in your neighborhood ready for Halloween. I mean, you just totally outcompete everybody.
Yeah, if you come to the farm stand, you can just about get all your Halloween decorations and beer-making supplies all at once. Currently, they're doing road construction on our road here. So I just wanted to let people know, you know, if they come up and see the construction, not to be afraid, just to come on up. We're still open. And then the other thing I'd like to point out, we're looking forward to, hopefully, in a year from next spring, is having some freezer space in the barns available to start selling our grass-fed beef out of the barn here, out of the farm.
Where can you get it otherwise?
Currently, right now, I sell to family and friends, and I also deal with Popular Hill Farm in West Whately that I'm kind of a sublet under them that I sell to them, and they set up slaughter dates, and some of the meat from there goes to Sutter Meats in Northampton.
How are the pumpkins doing this year, Bob? Because it's been a relatively dry year. How does that affect pumpkins as the first pumpkin farmer I've spoken to in 2020?
So the first set of pumpkins that I planted in early June, I waited for about 2 weeks, and because it was so dry, they never even germinated because we didn't get any rain. So I replanted them, and I actually set out some irrigation spigots, and they came in excellent, and they've done well.
And Bob, can you share what kind of growing practices you used with your squashes and pumpkins and the edible items you grow?
So on our squash, and as Phil was just saying, the squash and the pumpkins, we pretty much do all cultivating with a small tractor to keep the weeds down and hoeing. We don't use any pesticides or chemicals on the squash fields at all. We are not technically certified organic because we're just a small farm. We are looking into the future of becoming certified organic with our produce, but currently we just are not.
Bob Vollinger of Vollinger Farm in Florence. You can get your pumpkins. You can get your hay bales. Now I know the difference between a hay bale and a straw bale. You can get some Cascade hops and do your own home brewing, and you'll be all set for the fall. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.
I just dropped the mic. That's a wrap.
Did you literally drop it?
No, okay. No, I'm just...
I heard a little clatter, so I don't know.